We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
The great John McMesby, the president of the FOP. How you doing, John?
Hey, Angelo, how are you?
John, first of all, I guess you got a big event coming up, some sort of a bike a charity event. Tell us what's going on with that, John.
One of the biggest ones of the year. It's the biggest fundraiser for Tour de Shore. It's a children's foundation. Right. It's a great event, over 2,500 riders. Every year they ride from Center City down to Atlantic City. This year they're going to be going down to they have a beautiful lot right down next to the showboat they provided us with. Raises a lot of money for a lot of different charities, either PAL, the Police Explorers, Philadelphia Police Survivors Fund, all good organizations which give back to the community. Over 2,500 riders this year. We need more. If you want to donate, corporate donations, whatever you want to do, it's donate on tourdeshore.com. But please come out, and it'll be a beautiful day. It's a great party afterwards, so come on out and enjoy it.
Please do it. Tourdeshore.com. We need to support all of the charities associated with our great police department. John, all I get there, I have been angry about the police incident of 2016 for 2.5 years now. When this story broke yesterday, all I could say is, now it looks even more ridiculous that nothing happened to McCoy or his people in that incident. What was your reaction when you heard what happened yesterday?
Well, first thing I did was reach out to Seth Williams, but he never returned my call.
I'll bet. I'll bet he didn't.
It's not surprising. This is the kind of, you know, he was known for this kind of conduct and all his brash attitude throughout the city. And hopefully there's a DA up there that'll prosecute him. And hopefully some of these women groups, that the Women Against Abuse and stuff like that get behind this and push them a little bit and make sure the NFL opens your eyes a little bit here.
Hey, John, the environment is different now with the Me Too movement and all that's happened, right? Now, something like this, once it is pinned on a guy, he's in more trouble than he ever was before. Is that accurate?
Well, yeah. I mean, there's more, you know, it's not like it was 20 years ago. This stuff was swept under the rug, and nor should it be. But, you know, for somebody like this with his attitude, with his stature, I mean, he's a good football player. You got to give him that.
Yep.
But his off-the-field conduct is just, it's ludicrous. He shouldn't be doing the things he's doing, or he should surround himself with better people that are going to teach him not to do it. From the women's stuff to the fight in the bars to not tipping. I mean, there's a whole laundry list of things.
Oh, no, he has been a bad act from the time he started here. But this is what I'm trying to figure out. This is what I said at the beginning of the show, John. I said, if this had been handled correctly in 2016 here, there's a lot less likelihood that this incident would have happened in 2018. Because either he and his friends would have been prosecuted, who knows, maybe in jail. If Seth Williams had handled this correctly 2 years ago, maybe this woman's not a victim.
Right, or he would have he would have definitely had a better set of eyes on him as far as either probation, parole, something to that effect. The NFL would have had a spotlight on him, you know, being able to track him more. And, you know, and there's something more to him leaving here a few years ago, I believe. I mean, rather than just Chip Kelly roofing him. There had to be something else in the mix there just to dump a guy like that. But, you know, I can't put my fingerprint on.
Sure, but can you give me a better explanation now? Why nothing came of the long investigation? I just played a cut, John, of you saying they had more evidence on the McCoy assault case against the cops 2 years ago than the OJ case. Why did nothing happen?
Well, there's only a couple people that can answer that, and one of them's in federal prison. So I might that might lead to some sort of an answer there.
Right.
I've never heard of a person accused of a crime going, to. Yeah, a district attorney going to a person who was accused of a crime to their attorney's office for a proffer. There was a lot of backdoor deals done there, who knows? We're never going to know what happened, but it had to do between Seth Williams and the DA's office and directly, LeSean McCoy and his legal team. So it's sad to say, but I guess sometimes when you have the money and you have the power in the city, you get away with some You get an extra look.
It is amazing that, I mean, and I remember the photographs of your police officers and how badly beaten they were. You know what people have said, John? And they said, and these were off-duty officers, by the way. They said that nothing came of it because the officers had been drinking as well. Is that a good enough reason not
no,
to?
No, not at all. I mean, listen, if me and Angelo were out on South Street, we're tanking it up all night long.
Right.
We decided at the end of the night to beat each other up.
Yeah.
You go home with a broken jaw and a busted up lip and a closed eye and a broken nose. John McNesty's getting arrested. You know, this ain't a pushing and shoving match. This was an actual beatdown.
Yeah.
And these guys had the injuries to prove it, broken bones and everything. So what if they were drinking? I mean, he's not the judge and jury. You lock them up, you bring them in. You bring them in front of a judge and let the judge decide. That's why they're there, you know, to make them decisions, not just for the DA, not to prosecute. So.
Hey, John, what did the decision not to prosecute LaShawn 2 years ago do to the morale of your police officers?
Well, it ain't nothing like the morale now.
It's even worse now?
Yeah, it's worse now. I mean, we're locking people up and walking out the back door, but. That being said, we'll deal with that down the line. But
okay.
I mean, it just shows that, you know, I mean, well, you know, it would have been more powerful if these guys were on duty, but they're off duty. They're in a bar, in an establishment.
Yeah.
Doesn't do any good. I mean, for anything. I mean, nobody wants to see. Suppose you have a son or a daughter in there, and he smacks around your daughter or your son. You know, you want him arrested. You know, there's absolutely no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I mean, if something's wrong and something don't pass the smell test, you bring them in and you arrest them. If the facts lead up to that. I'm sure the facts did lead up to it, but we'll never know. The former district attorney is no longer with us.
Yeah, he's where he belongs. I hope he ends up having a cellmate named LaShawn McCoy. I think that would be perfect justice.
That'd be awesome.
But, John, now I have to ask one last question because I'm not really up to date on, I know there's been some issues with the current DA. John, are you confident that if a situation like the McCoy thing 2 years ago happened in Philadelphia today, that it would have a different result than it did when Seth Williams was a DA?
No, not at all.
Wow. Oh, dear. You see it could happen again, you're telling me, John.
What we have now is that there's just nobody. I mean, felonies are getting dropped to, you know, we're apologizing for arresting people now and handing out apology cards. That's how bad it is.
Wow.
It's really terrible. I mean, there's been over 800 cases that have been reduced or withdrawn since January. We're keeping track of, but it's actually some of these families, you know, what they're going through, who victims, communities, who were lost loved ones, the murders aren't getting the attention they need from the district attorney's office. And that's shame. That's a shame.
I got to say this, John. Let all the great officers who protect us every day know that WIP will do everything it can to support you guys. You know that. We love you, John. And we
thank you for the support, man. It really means a lot.
Well, John, thank you, and thanks for coming on today. And get to Toward the Shore. It's this week. I go to towardtheshore.com.
No, July 31st.
July 31st.
July 29th. It'll be out there by 7 a.m. in the morning. We're ready to roll.
All right. Thank you, John. Good luck with the event. Thank you, buddy.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.